today we are going to talk about belief systems and eating patterns. That's what keeps us at the circle of constantly gaining weight or not being able to lose weight effectively. One thing about these patterns is that most of them are actually established during the time that we grow up. In our lives, we live with so many patterns from the time we wake up until we sleep. Most of the times, we just repeat a bunch of patterns. 90% of our everyday behaviors actually come out of patterns. If you ever heard about Dr. Joe Dispenza, who is a famous neuroscientist, this is exactly what he talks about. He always says that in our daily life, the only thing we do is repeating patterns of behavior that was created years and years and years ago when we were just little kids. And still, we are just repeating what we learned growing up as a little kid because our judgment skills weren't developed just then. I want you to think about the patterns that you may have learned growing up from your parents today. So think of the idea of food at home. How did your family perceive food? How was their relationship with food? What did they think about dinner time, breakfast time, or health overall? And whatever you learned at that point in your life, eventually that becomes your reality. And these patterns are so subtle. Most of the times, you don't even know that you have a pattern. You just think you're bored, that's why you're eating. You just think you're going through a hard emotional time in your life, that's why you're eating. But that's not true. Your boredom and emotional breakdown is just triggers of that belief system. Here are a few very famous examples of what you may have heard from your parents growing up. Have you ever heard them telling you, finish your plate or else you are not going to be able to get out of this room? Or finish your plate or else you're going to be in your room for the rest of the night? This creates a belief system. This makes you resist eating more and maybe even develop another toxic belief about food or about eating. Or have you ever heard, do this and I'm going to give you a piece of candy? Finish your plate and after that you're gonna get your favorite candy. Or imagine you fell down, you hurt your knees, and your mom gave you a piece of candy so you stop crying. Think of how the reward mechanism is being built from that age. You do something and you get rewarded with something sweet. And you grow up and you wonder why you always go to sweet things, why you cannot stop eating sweet things, because your subconscious mind believes that it is a reward. So every time you want to reward yourself after work, say you're very tired, you did a great job, you sit on the couch, and first thing that comes into your mind is a few cookies. It is not a coincidence. It's all about those patterns, the belief systems that was created unconsciously when you were growing up. Here is an example from my life. I am a very skinny person and everyone looks at me and they think I'm naturally like this, but now I'm realizing that all my life I've been making the right choices thanks to my mom. One thing I clearly remember, and I was making fun of this when I was in high school, but now I recognize the importance of this. I remember I was going to elementary school and I really wanted to have a piece of chocolate. Actually, Turkish people will know this very famous chocolate I love. It's called Çikolatalı Gofret, and that was my favorite. And one night at around 10 p.m., I approach to the cabinet that we usually have the candies and sweets, and I picked up my favorite chocolate and I was about to open it and my mom came all of a sudden and she was like, are you gonna eat that at that time? If you eat that right now, that's gonna turn into you as fat, excessive weight, and cellulite when you grow up, and you're never gonna be able to get rid of cellulite because once the cellulite comes, it never wants to leave your body. I remember feeling terrible because I don't want to look fat or ugly. So I ended up opening it, but I only had one bite and I threw the rest away. Now I realize that this is my life pattern. even today, when I want to eat something sweet, when I open the sweets cabinet in my home, first I scan the whole home to see if there is any fruit that I can eat before that, that can possibly satisfy my sweet craving, like bananas, dates, whatever it may be. And first I eat that, and then I go to the candy if I still have that sweet craving. And most of the times I end up fulfilling my craving. Plus, I feel full now. For example, if I ate a banana is something very filling. And after I eat the banana, I feel so full. I feel like I ate the sweetest thing in the whole entire world. So I end up not eating that processed candy. Mine is a positive experience, positive programming that has been helping me in my life even today. But you have programmings that maybe didn't help you, and maybe you heard from your parents that vegetables taste very terrible, or maybe the only thing that was cooked in your home was potatoes and all the heavy, oily, fattening processed foods. Maybe that's what you grew up with. That's why you're leaning towards that right now in your private life, because that's what you knew as a little kid. And as you grow up, the only thing we do is we repeat the patterns that were established. And we just repeat it and repeat it until you pay attention to recognize it. Another very common example of why people end up eating comfort foods is that growing up with their grandparents or with their parents, their only memories with them are when they grab ice cream, or when they go to McDonald's, or when their grandma cooked them their favorite meal. So unconsciously, they start associating feeling that love from grandparents, love from their parents with food. And this is an illusion, because food is not the thing that makes you feel good. It's that love from your family. It's that love that you get from someone who genuinely loves you. And you carry that throughout your life, at your work, when you're stressful, when you come home as an adult, you go and eat that comforting food again, because it gives you, it triggers that positive emotion, that positive feeling that you stored years and years and years ago. But right now, that feeling and that belief, that association is really hurting you. Because it's making you eat toxic foods. It's making you make the wrong choices for yourself, for your health, and for everybody around you. Number one, to change this pattern is going to be recognizing. Recognizing your very own personal, unique pattern that came with you from the time where you were growing up. This part may not be the easiest part, because it's always harder to flip the mirror to yourself and really identify your behaviors and where they are coming. Start thinking of these a few things. Think of your biggest sabotage in your life right now. What do you think is the biggest source of your weight gain? Is it drinking too much? Is it eating after 10 p.m.? Is it constantly eating sweets? Try to find that pattern that you repeat every single day. This is going to be the surface behavior that you're repeating. Just pay attention, and pay attention to what is the main saboteur of your success towards weight loss. And another thing that you can focus on can be, when do you do this type of behavior? Do you see a pattern there? Maybe right after work every day, or maybe every time you break up with your boyfriend, or maybe when you feel really, really sad, or when you feel very overwhelmed or frustrated. Try to find an emotional association as well, so that we can really understand what is the food fulfilling for you, if it is fulfilling something. Or maybe it's just something comforting, because growing up, you were programmed to think that food is something positive, sweets is something rewarding. So take a moment to identify, what are these patterns for you? And when you're looking for these patterns, you may also recognize that some of the sabotage or saboteurs actually come from people that you truly love, like your husband or your mom or your grandma, who constantly cooks great food for you, asks you to join them when they're eating, although you know they're not eating something good for your health. But them asking you, them trying to nag you towards their way, maybe taking you away from your goal. And if you recognize this, if you think something like this is going on, this may be a great time to face this person and really tell them about your goals, what you are trying to do for yourself in your life, and really explain them how important this is for you, so that they can either try to understand your point of view, or they can stop asking you or cooking for you or bringing home all those sweet things for you where you don't want to actually have them. Remember, we cannot change anything that we are not recognizing. So this step would be the part where you recognize your toxic habits. What are you repeating constantly? Where does it come from? Does this come out of habit? Are you just repeating the pattern? Or do you really, really want to eat that piece of cookie? Here's the news. If you really wanted to eat the cookie, one cookie would have been enough, because number one, cookie is something very filling and it's very sweet most of the times, especially if you're eating at 10 p.m., your body's getting ready to sleep with the hormones such as melatonin. It's being prepared to sleep phase. Therefore, your hunger may not be there as much as during the day. But if you're eating more than one cookie, probably you're eating out of a pattern, because you're not even doing a conscious habit. You're just fulfilling a habit that you're programmed to do. Think of this just like a computer programming. When you go on to search and type in whatever you're searching for, that's exactly what you're gonna get. So in your mind, if you're searching for comfort, and when you type that comfort into your subconscious mind, what comes is food. And we need to change this association, because it's really not helping you. So how can you change this? This is a tricky part. One good step is to create awareness within. I know now you have a better understanding of your toxic belief. So every time when you're about to repeat this, can you take a one step back and ask yourself, am I doing this out of habit, or this is really what I want right now? Just ask yourself this question. And if this is out of habit, can you skip this just for once? You can do anything for once. You can skip anything for 5 minutes. You've done it before. That means you can do it again. And you can just repeat the same cycle over and over again. Imagine you come home, it's 10 p.m. at night, you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and you want to have a glass of wine out of nowhere. Ask yourself, am I doing this out of habit, or do I really want to have that glass of wine right now? And if you don't find that 100% commitment from yourself, can you skip it just for this time? Can you skip it just for tonight? I'm sure you can. I know you did so many other things, and you have to do this for yourself. This is how we break a pattern, by repeating it less and less and less. Something becomes a pattern because you repeated it so many times, it becomes one of the biggest knowns in your subconscious mind. It is something that your subconscious knows how to do very, very well. So to break a pattern, we can create a new pattern of not doing something. And by not repeating it every night, you're creating a new healthy pattern, that watching a TV comfortably after 10 p.m. without a glass of wine or without that extra slice of cake. It may be challenging at first, But like I told you from the very, very first episode, nobody said it's going to be easy. But if you're ready to do this for yourself, I promise you, you're going to appreciate the results. So today we talked about the toxic patterns, behaviors, and belief systems. They develop throughout our childhood from the things that we observe from our family, what they do, how they interact with each other, and especially how they interact with food. What is their perception about eating? Maybe your parents were overweight growing up, so you already know that being overweight is something not that outrageous because your parents were overweight. So that becomes something more positive to your subconscious mind, and that makes you more likely to be overweight. So identify these key points that you may have learned from your parents. But good news with learned behavior is that it's something that you learned later. That means you can change it anytime. It's up to you. So if you want to change it, recognize these toxic behaviors and patterns. And now start asking yourself, am I doing this out of habit? Or this is exactly what I want? And if you don't find that true wanting within you, try to skip it for one night. Skip it for once. And then you will really, really appreciate all the results that you get. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, I would love to hear them, or any feedback is always welcome. You can reach me at my email or my website. My website is www.b-hypnotize.com, or email me at begum@b-hypnotize.com. I'm on Facebook as Be Hypnotized LA, or Instagram, Be Hypnotized. I would love to hear from you, answer your questions, or get your feedback. And in the next episode, we are going to talk about something very, very important, which is snacking. As a working group, I know that many people bypass snacking, but snacking is actually a powerful resource for you to lose weight, and I'm going to explain you why, and we can discuss little strategies as to how you can add little snacks to your daily routine and make your body even more powerful and ready for weight loss. And I'm very excited to meet with you again next week.